out of Urban Theology. That was the old way of of coming back to Urban Theology. But I feel like after such a long hiatus, maybe we might have to remix it or something like that. What you think?
Man, I'm saying it's been long overdue, but I mean, we could come up with something, but it feels good to at least have our voices back on the pod.
Man, much respect to anybody out there who's still tapping in and refreshing your...
Listening to old episodes.
Hey, much love, much respect, and we want you to hold us a little bit more accountable. But hey, we're here. This is season 6, and we're excited, man. We're excited. A lot has gone on since the last time that we were blessing the podcast scene. But before that, like we always do at this time, we have to break open this podcast episode with prayer. So I could take it. I could take it. You want to do rock, paper, scissors for it?
I mean, if you want to, let's go.
I know. We've made them wait long enough. Let's not make them wait any longer. I'll go. Heavenly Father, thank you for just allowing us to get back to what we love to do. You've given us gifts, and one of those gifts are speaking and talking and also just spreading the gospel. We just ask that you bless this podcast. We ask that you give us the knowledge and wisdom to be able to speak on the topics that we would like to speak on this new season. And we also ask for your help with accountability, Lord. We know that we've fallen short in that in the past, but we are back again. We have fallen, but we're not going to stay down. And with your grace, we know that Urban Theology can be something that people use to just praise and honor your name. So I thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right, guy. So what's been going on, man? What's been good with you?
I mean, life has been lifing.
Well, hey, we have to reintroduce ourselves.
Exactly.
Right? Because there are people who have forgotten about us, right? They're like, who's this podcast?
Yeah.
So how about you reintroduce yourself to the audience?
All right. So like my good man said, so I'm Raheem, one half of the Urban Theology duo. So I'm the better half of the duo. I'm not saying I'm the better one, but
we'll let the public judge as the season goes on. Yeah.
So I'm the other half of this this cool podcast that we're reintroducing to y'all. So I'm gonna let Tobe go and introduce himself.
Yeah, hey, I am Tobe Lemchukwu. I am Nigerian by descent, but you know what? Before that, I'm a man of God, and I feel like people shy away from saying things like that because they feel like they're saying they're perfect. And the truth is, with me saying I'm a man of God, I still have my faults. But every day, I try and get better, right? Every night, if there's something that I did wrong, I ask for forgiveness, you know? And not only do I ask for forgiveness, I repent. You know, I want to be better. So yeah, I'm a man of God. I am a son. I'm a brother, I'm an uncle, and I'm gonna be a soon to be husband. You know, that's something that if you tuned into the prior episodes, you know, for the love of Toby or whatever the show wants to be called, you know what it is. But ultimately, I still have hope. That's something that I look forward to. I look forward to being a husband and then a father. And I thank God for instilling that hope in me, right? Because without that hope, I don't know if I'd be alive.
So you didn't say how detailed we should get, by the way. So I didn't know I had to give all those answers.
The better half is asking the lesser. As we can see, you know who the better half is, you know? So Raheem, you can expound.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's just an introduction. I think with us reintroducing ourselves to our audience, I think we also just owe it to our audience to let them know what we've been up to since our hiatus, you know? Like, what's new with you?
Man, I would say in the last year, it's been a while, obviously, like we said, since we recorded. I mean, for me, I've had a few milestones and, like, shifts in my life. Like, I got married. That was a big...
I was the groomsman.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, so yeah. That was a big thing, getting married. I joined a new church that I'm serving in. Shout out the Well Church, Rockville. Joined a new church, man. Got married. Just like work. There's been advancements at work. It's just been a lot of things like shifting in my life. So honestly, it's been a lot of gained responsibility, like a lot more things added to the play. Yeah. And we'll probably get to this in later parts of the season, because Tobey will talk about it as well, too. Like, part of growing is you just, more stuff gets added to the plate. And I think sometimes we're like, God, I want to do more. I want to do more. He's like, okay, bet. I'm going to put more on your plate. And then we're like, ah, I can't do this. Where a lot of it is just, you know, we need to rely on him for grace and know that without him, we can't, you know, we can't do everything well. So, yeah, man, just work. Work has picked up. You know, like I said, I got married, new church, just a lot of new endeavors and just taking a lot of new things under my plate. Honestly, if I could sum it up, I would just say new levels and new responsibilities. That's really what's been going on with me, you know what I'm saying? But what about you, bro? What's changed? Yeah. What's been added to your life during this season?
Yeah, bro, my metabolism has changed, you know. Every time I post a video, you know Rugba, right?
Yeah.
Rugba's a hater. He's always pointing out my gut, you know. So, hey, my metabolism has changed. But on a more serious note, I had moved into this nice penthouse downtown Baltimore. I was living life, but I moved out of there. Now I'm back in Cockeysville, which is where I call home, and I've always loved Cockeysville. And I'm comfortable saying the area because I know nobody's gonna pull up on me, you know. But in regards to things that have changed, man, I will say that there was a time that I basically gave up on God because I felt like He let a lot of things happen that I had asked Him not to let happen. It's like, God, why would you do this, right? Like, how could you forsake me, God? And with me turning my back on God, I opened myself up to just sin, a lot of sin, right? Because I was looking for an outlet, And no drugs, right? No drugs. But definitely things that impacted me in being able to move forward as a man of God who was seeking to settle down, right? So, yeah, and then God picked me back up, right? God picked me back up, and He started to give me revelations through my dreams, revelations through other people. Like, Raheem invited me to his church, and I had some revelations revealed to me at his church. I mean, just people around me started to, like, God used people around me, and I started to listen, you know. So in terms of things that have changed, right now I'm in really good shape, and not even from a physical standpoint, because as I mentioned, the metabolism is catching up with me, right? But I'm gonna get that back too, you know. But from a spiritual standpoint, you know, I'm at a point in my life now where, you know, God gets the first praise every day, and it wasn't like that before, because I felt like He left me out to dry. And when I felt like He left me out to dry, I really understood what it means to be left out to dry. You know, because when I gave up on God, I was looking for another outlet, and these outlets proved to be futile, right? It's like I was always just empty, whether it was trying to hang out with a certain friend or trying to, you know, go to certain places, I always would just end up empty. So, you know, what happened in the time where we took a break, man, I lost myself, but I found myself as well, you know. So I'm a much better son, brother, uncle, friend, and I just thank God for it.
Man, there's a lot that you said. I kind of feel like the hiatus made us better in a way.
Right? Yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be a lot of things. Because even you, me and you, we talk about it. I felt like so much has happened. And there's so many things that are happening now and different things that we're going to talk about, different things that we're going to address, you know, from a biblical perspective, a culture perspective. Or there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to talk about. But I think the biggest thing me and you gained is just like a freshness in our spirits, a freshness in our minds. Yeah. And just a like strength. I don't know if you feel this way. I genuinely feel like I have renewed strength for what is ahead. Like, yeah. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel very deeply.
Yeah.
For everything that God is calling us to do. Not even just with the podcast. I'm saying with the podcast and our personal stuff too. Like, we have renewed strength to do it. I don't know if you feel that way.
I do feel that way. You know, we need that strength because anytime, as a man of God, you're going to get attacked. Anytime that you are in a good place, you're going to get attacked, right? And I don't know if you might relate to this, but, you know, whenever you decide to do something for God, it's like the attack starts.
I relate.
Yeah. So we need that renewed strength. You know, that is very important, you know. And I think for me, I've gotten to the point in my life and in my walk with Christ where there was a time where people would tell me, hey, there are going to be attacks on your life. And I would panic. I would be scared. I'm like, yo, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Now, I've had people tell me, hey, there are going to be attacks on your life. And I say, I know. Like, I expect it, right? Because where I'm headed, the world doesn't like that, right? The world wants me to, nah, you got to be the Tobey of yesterday. We like that person, right? We accept that person. And when I choose to follow God, I'm going to get a lot of pushback. You know, the man of God is going to be attacked so much. And it also doesn't have to be a direct attack. You know, it could be an attack from a family member. Could be an attack from a loved one. Look, it's going to happen.
Yeah, man. It's so good what you said. I think another thing that I learned in the time away was just for me, the importance of prayer. And just the importance, even to your point of like attacks, is like, they don't scare me as much because it's like, prayer is like that deposit you make, knowing that like...
Cha-ching.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's like it's a safety deposit. So I'm not doing it from a place of fear. It's like a place of like, I'm covered and I'm good moving forward. But another thing I learned too is like, that's really where power comes from. That's where power comes from. That's where hope comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you hear God's voice. I would say like another thing I learned a lot during the hiatus was, man, just how to let God speak to me in the place of prayer. And another thing too, right? I've learned too, prayer is not even about asking. Prayer is going to sit with your Father, right? And this was something that you read it over and over, but like when you get there, you understand Jesus would always go away to pray. He would leave the disciples early in the morning to go and pray, to be unbothered and unalone with his Father. And it's like, okay, that's something that I took more serious, which was waking up in the morning, like, you know, going to pray. I'm not a morning person like that. Yeah. So, you know, waking up to go and pray.
Yeah.
And I just saw like, oh, this thing really works. So that was definitely something I learned in my time away. And it's a practice that I definitely kept, that I'm still building on. And, you know, it's still evolving as I go along. But it's definitely a useful methodology. Because if we're being honest, and I would love to hear what you say about this, I realize Christians don't pray as much as we should.
So, yeah.
You know, so.
Bro, look, man, I have some friends who are of different faiths, right? Like, and one thing that I respect about Islam is, I mean, man, they have that schedule of like, hey, pray, 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 pray. And I think with Christianity, we take a lot of things for granted, you know, and we automatically think that because God loves us, that he's automatically, and God knows everything, right? But the thing about the relationship is it's a two-way street, right? In the same way that I do not like if my girl is not responding to me and I'm just the only person saying, oh, hey, babe, how you doing? Oh, hey. God wants us to talk to him. God wants us to listen to him. God wants us to pay attention to him. You know, so I think Christians sometimes just say, well, hey, God knows my heart, right? Right? I've said that before. I'm not even going to lie. It rolled off the tongue so easily. It was like, yeah, God knows my heart. I've said that before in the past. God does, you know, but for the relationship, God wants us to commit. God wants us to submit, you know. So like you said, man, we don't pray as much as we should. And I think sometimes people, they forget that prayers don't always have to be so lengthy. There's the prayers that have to be lengthy, right? Don't get it twisted, right? There's a lot of prayers that have to be lengthy, but most prayers don't have to be lengthy. You know, you stepping out of the house and you just thinking to yourself, man, God, please protect me on the way to, you know, the bank or to work or whatever. That's a prayer, you know? So I encourage everybody to pray more. And hopefully this podcast can be something that reminds people to pray more.
To be honest, we may even have an episode on prayer. Like, what does it look like to pray?
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
Yeah.
We could also talk about the misconceptions, because like, I heard this word recently this weekend that we're in a generation where we've turned prayer into a transaction with God, where we just go merely to ask instead of to go and sit and seek His face, right? Because we forget that the blessings we get are a byproduct of just meeting with Him, sitting with Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like He's like that stuff. You're asking for things that are already promised to you.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. We can also talk about like the misconceptions around it, but go help us, my brother.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what is urban theology to you, right? Because look, we've been away for a very long time.
Yeah.
And some people, this is going to be their first time hearing about urban theology. So I think it'll be nice to give our viewpoints on what we believe urban theology is.
Yeah, man, that's good. I would say, like, what I believe it is a place where we talk life, faith, and culture. Mm. But everything that we talk about it from the perspective of God's word. Mm. Right? One thing, we're not big on our opinions, because our opinions, they change every day, right? And opinions don't have anything to stand on. They don't stand on business, right? But what we have is God's word. And our thing, too, is really just, we're not afraid to tackle what people are afraid to talk about, what is taboo and whatever the case may be. So that's the big thing with urban theology, is that if you would ask me, I would say it's a place where two young men...
We're
not old. So let's just say two young, middle-aged, millennial men get together to talk about our experiences, talk about the culture, and talk about things from the Word of God's perspective, and just give that perspective and kind of what we feel God's heart is towards things in this season and time. Because like me and my brother, honestly, off camera or even just off pod, we was talking about some things. And it's funny how we don't realize this. Even me and Tobe, we're so in tune, especially spiritually, the way me and him think about things, the way we perceive things. Yeah. So that's what y'all can expect from urban theology this season. But for you, Bo, how would you describe what we are, what we're about?
Bro, before I can even tackle that, there's an influx of podcast mics out here.
Take away the mics. I wanted to text you that, but I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm not saying we're adding to the problem, but I wanted to text you like, bro, they need to take some of these mics away.
I think urban theology was created to provide some sort of balance, right? And when I say balance, there is a lot of, like, if you believe in something, there's a podcast for you, right? And when I say if you believe in something, I'm talking about whatever you believe in. If you believe that the sky needs to be pink, there's a podcast for you. You know, and I think with me and Raheem, I can say that we probably have seen it all in regards to growing up as a man in this society, seeing what society throws at you, taking what society throws at you, learning why that is not the right thing for you. There's so much experience in that. And ultimately, I look at urban theology as whenever you hear urban theology, you should be able to see the glory of God, because it is only by the glory of God that, at least for me, that I can stand here and talk with any confidence. You know, so much has gone on in life. I've lost a lot of money. I've had dreams shattered. I have had family members, you know, put me aside, you know, and it's only by the glory of God. So I want this podcast to be hope to anybody who's listening. I also know a lot of people who suffer. And me and Raheem, we're a walking podcast off the podcast. Like, we literally have all these different things that we talk about. And one thing that Raheem said off the pod mics was that, like, we need to spread the gospel. People need to hear this, you know, and that's what we aim to do, right? We have lived in this world, and we understand that there are certain scenarios that God has a say on, but man also has a say on it, right? And man's way is not God's way. And it looks sexier to do it man's way, right? There's always somebody who's going to give you something that sounds great, that is easier as well, right? Because when God tells you to do something, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be very, very difficult, if not 10 times out of 10, you know, but you listening to him and also understanding that, hey, look, if God is telling me to do this and God loves me, the alternative to this is going to hurt me. You know, so I look at urban theology as a testimony. I look at urban theology as therapy as well, because while you might think that we're doing the Lord's work and helping you out, I think I'm helping myself out with this as well. You know, you have to be careful who you discuss certain things with. And I trust my brother here to discuss certain things with, because I know, and he has done this in the past, where it's a little annoying sometimes. He'll tell me like, bro, like, you shouldn't be doing this, you know, and it's different from taking advice from somebody that, you know, isn't actually walking what he talks, you know. So like I said, I look at this as the glory of God. I look at it as therapy. I look at it as a testimony. And lastly, I also look at it as family, because I want this to be something where we could take questions from people listening, right? If you feel, and we can also take correction from people listening. By no means am I looking at urban theology as we are 100% infallible. Like, hey, look, we might say something on here that God has told you, hey, look, you need to correct these brothers. Feel free to reach out to us on any of the platforms that we have and correct us. You know, I invite that. So all those things. And, you know, like you said, he's the better half. I'm the one that just talks a lot. So that's what I look at urban theology. And I say, hey, all of that, that makes up how I view urban theology.
And that's good, man. Can I just say it's so good to be back? Like, it feels really good to be back here, man.
Yes, sir. Even though you're complaining about the coldness in this place, dog, grow up, man. Grow up, all right?
This guy, man, you're freezing me like I'm in an ice box.
Hey, man. Well, I think now that we've, you know, kind of introduced ourselves and we've talked about urban theology, what can people come to expect from urban theology? And before you say a thing, remember, we have footage. We said some things that we were going to do seasons ago,
yeah,
and we did not do it. So they will stone us,
yeah, so,
if we don't do this.
So some of we have things that are in store,
yeah.
Right? So we're not going to say it yet on the podcast, but let's just say that we are generally working behind the scenes to get, you know, some logistics down, to provide some other ways of getting content out to y'all.
You sound like an educated African mechanic.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, it's not ready yet, but, you know, we have some things.
All right, so you want to commit? You want to say, oh, it's ready now?
No. Okay, so by 2 episodes a month.
Oh, yeah.
We are committing,
yeah,
to 2 episodes a month. And what that means is you are going to be able to hold us accountable on a bi-weekly basis.
Yep, correct.
All right, so by the time this drops, matter of fact, it's going to be April. We're going to drop the, well, it's, yeah, I think we can, yeah, drop it in April. We can start afresh from a new month. So happy Easter, all my people. But yeah, we're going to do this on a bi-weekly basis. That is something that we came together and we said, hey, look, we have this goodness that is bottled up into this podcast and people need it. So we're going to do this on a bi-weekly basis. And we're also going to commit. We're also going to commit to, as soon as we start putting out the visuals, we're also going to be consistent with that, right? So we're trying to make sure we have the aesthetics right. You know, we don't just want to give you anything that isn't properly finished. So it's going to be audio at first, but the minute we start with the visuals, me and Raheem can commit to you're going to see our handsome faces,
yeah,
twice a month,
yeah,
at the very minimum. You know, so those are things you can look forward to. And I think you can also look forward to extras announced on a variable basis, right? So one of the things we've talked about, which is going to be on a variable basis, is Bible studies. You know, I think we have this free-form content where it's like we're just talking back and forth, but look, the Word of God is infallible, right? And we're going to have episodes where it's just like, hey, let's pull out our Bibles and let us learn together. You know, so I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, that's going to be on a variable basis, but it's something you can look forward to for sure.
Yeah, man. And I think like y'all would really enjoy it. Like one of the things we want to do is we want to remove the stigma around reading scripture as well, that it can actually be enjoyable when you take the time to sit down and read. But also the benefit is studying with another person. So y'all are going to be able to get to hear us do that on the pod and hopefully, you know, through other mediums as well. So yeah, man, if I could use one word to sum up what we are asking y'all to hold us accountable to, which is excellence, a standard of excellence.
I like that. I like that. I like that, man. Well, hey, look, this episode was just going to serve as an appetizer, right? This is an appetizer. We're going to serve you the main entree on a consistent basis, bi-weekly, each month. So let's go ahead and close out, you know, and if you're new to this or if you just forgot because it's been a while, hey, we forgive you. We always give a verse of the day and we just talk about it, or verse of the episode, you know. So, Raheem, you want to share yours?
Yeah, man. So this is just in preparation for the Easter/Resurrection Sunday season that's upon us. By the time you hear this, it'll either be Easter or a little bit after Easter, but this scripture is super timely walking into that season. Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, right? And I think for me, that's one of the anchors that I'm reminded of, especially with like Easter, is that even when I wasn't a friend of God, he still gave up all that he had for me so that I could live. And I think that's the beauty of Christ's death and resurrection, is that God himself died himself to redeem his people to himself, right? So that's the beauty of the good news. That's the beauty of the gospel. And that's the beauty of Jesus Christ, is that he gives us all the opportunity to live a new life in him for those that believe, believe in him and accept him as their Lord and Savior. So that's my verse that I'm sharing with y'all. So I'm going to let you have it now, bro.
Yeah, I am going to share my verse, or my verses. This is from Mark chapter 14, verse 31, and this is referring to Peter. But he said emphatically, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. So this was basically when Jesus told Peter, like, yo, you're going to deny me, son. And he's like, nah, if I got to die with you, hey, you know how people swear and they say, hey, it's on, you know, hey. That's what Peter basically said. And as we all know, Peter denied even. He's like, yo, whose man is that? I don't know him. And, you know, I asked myself the question, if Jesus were alive today, would he still be put to death? And I struggled with the answer because I'm like, nah, man. Like, I'll ride for Jesus, man. Yeah. And then I also think, but you do a lot of stupid things, a lot of sins that Christ died for, you know. And speaking of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how I can be better, my sins killed Jesus Christ, you know. I killed Jesus Christ. Every time that I do these stupid things, which I'll get into in later episodes, I killed Jesus Christ, you know. So just thinking about Peter and putting myself in Peter's shoes and thinking about how I've done what Peter did so many times. Like, Lord, I'm not going to do this no more. Like, yeah, I'm over this. If you bless me with this, I make all these promises, but I don't live up to them. And it's only by the grace of God that I'm still here today, because if God, or if Jesus was like my fellow man, who retaliates and hold things against me, sheesh, you know. So I just wanted to read that and just remind everyone that, you know, even Peter fell, but upon falling, and even Jesus fell carrying his cross, you know. So whenever you fall, it will happen. Whenever you fall, just ask for forgiveness, repent, and get up. Because the devil is looking to keep you down. And when the devil can keep you down, that's when you lose your identity. You know, you lose your identity, and then that's when you wake up and you're strung out, you're addicted, you're this, you're that. And it sounds really far-fetched, but it's so easy to wake up and not know who you are when you stay down, you know. So, yeah, that's my verse of the day.
Man, I appreciate you sharing that, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, episode 1, season 6, and forgive me. Do we normally pray when we close out? Do we close out?
No, it's only one. It's only the. Okay, it hasn't been that long. Yeah. So what we usually do is after we share the verses, we shout out the social media handles, and then you know we go off after that. So that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, what's our social media? No, I know our social media, but hey, you're the better half, so I'll let you take it.
Well, you can find us on social media, more specifically Instagram. At @urbantheology_, so that's us on Instagram, and you can also find us on YouTube, I believe, but I'll let Tobe take care of the YouTube ad and everything else.
Yes, no, you can find us on YouTube, but before I put that out there, like I said, once we start the visuals, it's going to be consistent, you know, and one thing, because you talked about the YouTube stuff, but I want to put you out there.
Okay.
We're going to have reels.
Oh, yeah. So expect that as well. Yeah. Reels, maybe some TikToks. You know, I'm on TikTok as well, too.
But yes.
You guys will get more short-form content from us as well.
Yes, yes. Well, hey, look, thank you for tuning in. Please spread the...
Hold on. Where can the people find you?
Oh, me personally?
Y'all got no Instagram handle or nothing?
Oh, well, you can find me on @longlivetobe. The reason why I don't give out my personals anymore is because... with everything I went through, social media changed for me, you know? So it's like, we'll get into that. But look, for my Urban Theology fam, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting the podcast. You can find me at Long Live Tobe, T-O-B-E, on Instagram, Twitter, all those good things. Where can they find you?
I actually don't have an Instagram. I'm not on social media.
You was coming at my neck, and you don't even have
this. I don't do that social media stuff.
Ooh, have you seen the guy on Instagram who's like how people expect you to react when you're off social media? Oh my goodness, man. I gotta show you that off the pod, man. But hey, thank you for joining us. Episode 1. Please pray for us. You know, everything that we say, we need energy. We need prayers, you know, because we want to keep this up. But thank you so much for joining in for episode 1 of season 6.
Yeah, man, we appreciate y'all. Stay locked in.
Peace.
Peace.